Tablet 23. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Revelation 12:10. The first begotten Son of God, Christ, reached pure consciousness. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. That is because the power of the Tamaguna has been overcome. So the first begotten Son of God has reached pure consciousness. The dragon, Maya, the power of the Tamaguna over the soul, the lower nature, first was in heaven, eternity. With his grace, his first Son overcame it and cast the dragon, Evil, out of heaven. So, the rest of the consciousnesses in the universe, our brethren, are released from the power of the Tamaguna in eternity for the spiritual world. It was cast down to the earth. Maya is and is not. It is as long as you are its slave. It will cease to be after you know its illusions. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives into the death. Revelation 12:11. By the blood of the Lamb means self-sacrifice. They have to sacrifice in order to overcome the evil, or that old serpent, false ego. After overcoming the lower nature, crucifying the false ego, they will have the testimony and the words of truth. They will not love their lives until the death of their lower natures and overcoming the power of the Tamaguna in the universe. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Revelation 12:12. This means woe to those who stay in their lower natures, because it is where the devil dwelleth. These people will be drowned in the ocean of Maya. Of the sea means those confused consciousnesses, sea, lost in Maya. However, the process of reaching pure consciousness is much faster in the manifested universe, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Revelation 12:13. The dragon power of the Tamaguna was very wrathful to that woman and works hard to crucify the minds of the unit consciousnesses toward the illusion of the separation from God, persecuted the woman. All the unit I ams are under the mercy of this dragon. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times, and half a time from the face of the serpent. Revelation 12:14. However, each unit consciousness is able to fly from the dragon and overcome it, even in the middle of confusion, wilderness. They go to God into her place. But this truth will be clouded for some period of time, for a time, 1,000 years, and times, 2,000 years, and half a time, 500 years. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Revelation 12:15. The flood is the mind or the power of the Tamaguna over the consciousness. The flood is not negative thoughtfulness of mind that comes in and makes us completely lost in our thoughts, fears, attachments, and desires. The serpent, the devil, Tamaguna, attempts to make those who try to go to God confused and drowned in Maya. And the earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Revelation 12:16. By understanding the illusion of excess attachment to this external world, the earth, she was saved from the flood, confusion, which was sent by the dragon. When this understanding is awakened in a person, then Satan, devil, becomes Lucifer, shining star, and this world becomes a guide in the path of the seeker to the truth. Then the person will overcome its illusion. So the earth, or manifested world, becomes a light in the path and swallows up the flood or confusion of this external world, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Christ. Revelation 12:17. The devil could not overcome the consciousness of those who direct all their lives toward God. Those who have overcome their lower natures, the woman as depicted in Genesis chapter 3, not the woman above, who is the Holy Mother, symbolize those who keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Christ. So, the serpent will go to mislead those who are in their lower natures, but those who follow the truth, testimony of Christ, should have no fear.